Welcome to the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. This week's interview features the Scottish orc proggers Ebb, who are on a rocket ship ride to success. I sat down with Aaron Bennett and Bad Dog after their hugely received set at Fusion 5 in Stourport, England, along with Sean Garrity and Buzz Elliott after their set on March 1st, and we talked about the band's secret sauce. Hey everybody, it's the Kraz from Progzilla Radio with Sean Garrity from the Prog Mill, and I got two friends that are no stranger if you had this broadcast last year. They graciously came over, met them, at what turned out to be a launching point to the next level.
Yeah,
without a doubt, they killed it at Summer's End. This is Aaron Bennett with and Mad Dog.
Bad Dog.
I keep wanting to call you Mad Dog. Mad Dog 2020 was cheap liquor. And of course, the band is Ebb. And thanks, Aaron and Mad Dog. I'm going to call him Mad Dog.
Call me anything, dude.
Yeah. For coming by. Killed it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Played my favorite song. The Animal Said I.
Yeah.
I love that.
Every time we see you guys, you just keep getting better.
Oh, thank you very much.
Last time I saw you was at Summer's End, and you just keep on taking it to the next level. Oh,
thanks. We're working on it, you know?
It's working.
Yeah. You've been pretty busy, haven't you?
We have.
Tell us a little about it.
Well, our last gig of the year last year was December 3rd, Prog the Forest in Camden. And we decided that from that point until April 5th, which was supposed to be our first gig, we were going to rehearse every day. We were going to work on what you see when you see us live. So having images projected onto the screen, we've got actors who are going to come out and do some stuff on stage. And we were just dedicating our time and energy to the live show. And then we got the call from Steve that LeSoir sadly had to pull out. So we thought, okay, we'll step in, we'll do it, and this will give us an opportunity to test what we had so far of the screen.
Well, Kenny Biscuits is also away.
Yes.
The memorial on the stage. If you all saw it.
Oh, bless her.
It's like she was there in spirit.
Yeah, oh, she definitely was.
But she's okay, she'll be back.
Yes, no, she's fine. She had a family thing that she couldn't.
She's on a cruise to Norway because her dad died and she's taking her mum to Norway. And she would never have booked it if we'd have known this.
We send a lot of best to Kitty's family.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm supposed to say, and I remembered this. This is all Mike's fault, isn't it?
It is indeed Mike's fault.
Everything is Mike's fault.
Do you know, the funny thing is, though, is we started the whole it's Mike's fault thing because of the EP, because he was like, you guys need to get something out, you need to, you know, maybe an EP or something. Oh, okay. But actually, we met him at a Sunday in September 2022, and he approached us after our set. Now, that was kind of the first gig at the UK prog scene we had ever done. And he approached us and started talking to us, and he's been with us ever since, so it's great. We can blame him for everything.
A lot of people, of course, don't know the truth about Mike. Earlier, even before that, we were a skiffle band. Obviously, we're a three-piece skiffle band. In those days, of course, he was going from club to club with a gun, and any band, reggae, ska, play prog, and we were one of those. And for fear for our lives, we
you're not first.
Everything is Mike's fault.
Yeah. He's even had a T-shirt made with that on it.
Has he really?
Yes.
Oh, so.
I believe so.
Genesis told the same story, so how old Mike is we don't know.
A lot older than you think.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
it's just been so busy for you, hasn't it? I mean, I remember when you were first nominated as the Progzilla Radio nominated band for Summer's End last year. I said to you this at Summer's End last year, if you remember. I said, at that point, not that many people had seen you.
Yeah.
But by the time you got to Summer's End last year, the world and his mad dog at
I got a thing going now.
But now, of course, even since then, from October through to now, every festival you're there, you're really out doing it.
It's been really great.
Yeah.
We've been really I want to say lucky, but it isn't luck because we work bloody hard.
Well, that's just it. It's the reward for the hard work.
We have after breakfast, you have a meeting every single day at 9:30. We plan what we're going to do, and you're going to do this, you're going to do the posters, and then we all rehearse. Mm-hmm. The people who do the video screening do that.
Yeah.
It's quite the machine.
And you mentioned the video screening. That has really come to the fore, hasn't it?
Was this the first time?
Yes, really.
So, you had to synchronize it
before.
Yeah.
And did you find out after a while it's almost impossible to synchronize it perfect?
Well, we had it kind of bang on, and you and Nikki designed it in a way that if you were like a little bit ahead or a little bit behind, it wasn't so much of a big deal.
Right.
But I think they had some issues out there today.
We don't use in-ears, but we don't use click tracks. And so we've got a video mixer. She's going to come along with her computers, and she'll have all the films and everything, and she'll mix in time. So we can be a little bit plastic.
It's fun. It's what it's like. If you hire a guy and he doesn't know the music, what good is that?
Yeah, exactly.
She'll be mixing the video live.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Buzz Elliott in the corner taking a picture. No.
Here,
go around that side in front of Bad Dog.
Yeah, block me out for God's
sake. No, you got. Oh, yeah, you can't see there. Okay. Hi.
Hi, people.
This is the famous Buzz.
Buzz Elliott, when's your show on?
Infamous. My show, approximately, is 6 p.m. till 9 p.m.
On what night? Day?
6 p.m. 9 p.m. on Tuesdays.
You're not in the shot. You're not in the shot until you get away from the wall. It's okay. Who's got a face for radio?
So the new EP came out January
1st.
Down well so far, I know. It's fantastic again.
We're working on a new album already.
Yeah.
So. Really, the next follow.
Broke my rule of playing vinyl only on the Krasloff vinyl show. And I featured them.
You should mention that because we're releasing the EP on vinyl.
Oh no! Look at his little face.
Just for you, just for you, Kras.
It cost $75 to ship it.
Well, you come over so often that I'll just keep one to the side.
Yes.
There you go.
When do you have it solidified that you got a deal to do it?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It was on our sort of, right, let's pick a date, let's work through the logistics. And then this came up. So we went, put that on the shelf and let's focus on this.
Yeah, this took everything.
Yeah.
And right until the night before last night, Nick and I were doing the edit for the video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were dead with it. Both of our screens going quite nuts. Everybody had gone to bed. And we finally woke everyone up and said, we're finished.
You've got to come and see it.
Come on. And now the last song's been played.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't start.
Well, excellent. Looking forward to it. And hopefully a lot of people buy it. I mean, a lot of people say they will. But when it's in front of them, they...
That's the thing because
is that my burger or
the thing is it's like vinyl to buy costs, you know, you have to raise the cost to justify the cost of making it.
Right.
We've had to remaster
the crowdsourcing thing seems to be working though.
Yeah.
Richard Swan has done that. And if you don't know Richard Swan, he does the progressive aspect.
Mm-hmm. He certainly does, and Wild to Time Records. So they've just released the first vinyl album called The Emerald Dawn.
Emerald Dawn.
Of course, you know very well.
Yeah.
And that is going down very well.
His best album, or it was on the list of best albums.
Certainly was. And of course, they never thought about vinyl, but Richard has made it happen with Wild Time Records. So congratulations to him. So I think this is just the start for him.
And he's doing it for the love, not the profit. As he says, he just wants to break even. He just wants the front, not front coast. Do the front end and leave it there.
We're pretty much the same with Angus, because we are stumping the money up for it. We've already had it remastered for vinyl. We'll probably just break even, but we'll have the vinyl.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, to remaster for vinyl because of the alleged warmth that you get from vinyl. So you got to tweak a little bit. The equalization's just a little different.
Yeah, that's it. Just taking some of the super highs and lows off.
Yeah.
What do you guys got going forward? Have you started working on the full length album?
Well, we've started writing it. We're gonna cut some recordings and start doing it. I guess we call it post production.
Yeah.
Post production.
We've got more gigs coming out, more festivals. We have Hawkwind contacted us and They've asked us to do
Did you just post that?
We did.
Wow.
I saw that. You've been playing with a lot of different bands, at, two at times.
Yeah.
Who did you play with Emerald Dawn
yet? We did Emerald Dawn last year. This year coming up, we've got a new band who I had not heard of, but the chap who puts on prog gigs at 1865, he turned us on to a band called Big Hawk, who will be supporting us down in 1865.
From Glasgow.
Yeah, they've got a really kind
they
of like
really
psychedelic stoner vibe going. I really like it. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like Girl Handled Revolver with that.
Oh,
song.
They've got a sort of jazzy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to see them with Emerald Dawn down in Milton Keynes.
Oh, yeah, Milton Keynes.
It's going to be my first time there. I'm learning this place.
So
I'm
you're
telling you.
So you're doing so many gigs, and of course you're based in the south of Scotland, aren't
you?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So it must get so expensive. I bet you know every inch of that M6.
We do. But you just find the cheapest places you can stay. That's what it is. And you know, you go online, booking.com. Sorry, but you know, it's true. So all of us can stay like 100 quid for a night.
If
you get the right place.
Yeah.
The visuality of Ebb is becoming even more prominent, isn't it? Ebb's always been a visual band, you know, with kitties dancing and movements on stage, making it a very visual experience.
Yeah.
But with the video now coming in, it's...
And the actress finally turns up.
Yeah.
Bonnie's crazy.
Yeah, so you're finding that's becoming more and more part of your stage show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to try this stuff, haven't you?
It's about concepts, really, because the albums are really... probably noticed they're sort of concept heavy. We were trying to say something, and these elements are really to put that across, because you can't hear all the lyrics always, you know.
No.
So that's what that's about.
Yeah.
Well, one song got my attention. Jenny Kissed Me.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, new, yeah.
And I'm going, I've never heard this before.
You heard it at Summer's End last year, and it was great.
Did I hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Kitty didn't she?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That is just a great moment.
That was. That was one of those you get the two or three of your hair standing up. That was it.
I think the thing is though, is like prog is the one genre where you can get away with being absolutely batshit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's great because you can. I mean, you were there in the '70s when all this stuff was going on. So you know, it's great. You can. Like this photo, we were like, I don't know, what's mad? Let's stand on the boat, you know?
That's there is no box.
No,
there is
exactly.
No. It's literally no box instead of a wall broken down.
She came to me and said, it's getting crowded in my head, help me to escape it. So I locked my keys and locked the door. That's not what she came here for. Only one who make it. We'll be right back. victory. I listened close and grabbed my key and swung the door wide for her. The light dilated new eyes and separated what's inside. The newborn shed its captor.
But the previous band to you that were on stage, mm-hmm. Flamborough Head, a yeah. classic, iconic Dutch prog band. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Halfway through your set, they came back in,
and I
passed them by, and they were nudging each other and saying, "Wow, look, these are fantastic."
Oh, wow.
And
absolutely.
I thought, well, isn't that great? Because they've been around for 35 years,
something like
that. And just a compliment from prog icons like that, yeah. just says it all.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really lovely. Thank you very much for saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah. yeah. Mm. I think so.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, mm. We have fun at the end of the day. It's got to be
comes
about fun.
Cross.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
God, you see her attacking physically. Yeah. Yeah. This, see, this is the violence inherent within our band. I am the victim.
Yeah.
And what you always tell us, Eb is not just a band, it's a family.
That's right.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, we still have a little time. I haven't got an alert. We'll cut away. I'll probably get an alert on my cell phone here and then have to wrap fast. First of all, website. Mm-hmm. Website, Facebook, where's the merch, Bandcamp?
Okay, so our website is ebband, so E-B-B, band.com. On Facebook, it's ebbanduk, and then it's just ebband across all the other platforms. So Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, just search ebband. Bandcamp as well is ebband.bandcamp. That's a lot of beans.
Just go to Bandcamp and put in
there. Yeah, there you go. If you go to our website, everything is linked up through there, or you know, we're interlinked, so you can find us.
I'm sorry, I missed the good old get it at the record store down the street.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
There are a few of those around now.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, but yeah, let's talk about the community.
Okay. Well, we live in one.
Yeah. It's been going for 38 years
now.
Yeah, 38 years.
Quite a community. It's all women these days, apart from some old smelly bloke. but it used to be half and half men and women. And just over the years, it's...
The guys have all just left.
Yeah, the men all just left and hanging on in there, really. It's, you know...
By the skin of your teeth. Yeah.
It's fun, you know, we would do everything together, Christmas together. Everyone's birthday's a big deal, we got holidays.
Yeah,
it's a big family.
It's a family.
Yeah,
it's literally family.
You have to come and visit. You probably should come up to our house. You really should.
I'll probably get there before the
we'll do an entry. We've got a stage and a performance area in our house. It's an old hotel we bought. So there's plenty of room.
I took to the gigging
if
it's
Ivan
Moneywell.
Yeah.
What a good place. It's a good place. Fantastic settled there. And they're
lovely guys, they're a lot.
We are. Oh, yeah. They are.
I've had a request. Anybody listening?
Well,
I'm not on screen, but anybody listening,
come around,
get yourself up to the lodge.
Come on.
Here, you want to sit for a couple?
Oh, you don't really want to see my big stupid face.
Say hi to everybody that's watching the stream live.
Hello, everybody on the stream.
Buzz, that's him. Now you know why I said he has a face for radio.
That's right.
Got a bandana from radio.
So tell me about the new album. Yes. What's the next step on it?
Well, at the moment, we've got two songs pretty much completed.
We're working on the concept, because the concept drives the song.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're working on those things. That's the thing about being in a community, pretty much, it's everybody has to really feel it.
Yeah.
So that's an organic thing that takes some time. Yeah. Even the people who aren't in the band, you know, people are just techs or kitchen people, whomever. Yeah. Everybody has to get behind the... Don't have to, but
they just wind up.
Yeah,
it's the spirit of you want to get behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's anybody in the house that doesn't want to contribute in the ways in which they do, if that makes sense. And, you know, originally...
Everybody has their contribution.
Yeah, absolutely.
In role oriented. You know, actually, we've got a documentary, a mini documentary on
YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah. It's called Ebb Who. And it's got a... We put the camera into our own lives and... or somebody did. But it's just pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good abbreviation of a very, very long story.
You can see how bullied I am,
Yeah. I'm going to put Buzz on the spot. What do you want to ask him? Because where I'm hearing the band, the sound check done, I think we're probably going to cut away any moment.
I can imagine it must be hard to keep on generating funds coming in. There's quite a few people living together.
Yeah.
So it must be quite costly.
But the people that don't want to take part in music or the music business or anything like that, they have jobs and they work.
Oh, so there's people with
money jumping.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it goes to a central pot, really. Yeah. So all revenue goes to the same place.
This might be an odd question, but having visited the lodge, I absolutely love the way it was decked out with all the taxidermy and old-fashioned sort of homely
taxidermy. We did all that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask, when you moved in there, was that stuff there?
No, it was an empty shell. Right. So sagging ceilings, water damage, no furniture.
So the whole scene, we did the lot. You just created the whole...
Yeah. You know what? Unfortunately, there's going to be episode 3 of Ebb with Progzilla next year. Because we're out of time and we've got to cut back to the stage. Hey, everybody, we'll be back. I'm going to try to snag Frank Carducci and Pearl Handle Revolver if I can. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the rest of the show, Ebb, my friends.
Thank you.
Check out Ebb at the lodge.
As a consequence, she's living in the night. And darkness may remain superior to some, but she'd sell her soul to see the light. Ooh, and time.
speed forever. We the only ones to both wander in the day and in the night. The cost and consequence, so pertinent to some, are the winds on which we all take flight.
This has been the Krasloft Interview Series on Progzilla Radio. A big thank you to Aaron Bennett and Bad Dog from Ebb, Fusion 5 promoter Steve Gould, along with Progzilla presenters Sean Garrity and Buzz Elliott, and you, the fans and lovers of progressive music. Next week's Krasloft Interview Series continues featuring the Italian prog band Mad Fellas.